Canoe Journal helped me with my taxes and showed me how to manage my funds. Thanks, Canoe Journal. Go check out canoejournal.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How's life and such?
Awesome.
Do you?
So far, how's the weather?
BRB, gotta go take a poo.
Oh, well, man.
It's the TTV, people.
Please.
You're gonna answer nature's call.
It's been great to have everyone back.
Almost everybody.
But the weather's nice. Kind
almost.
Of. It's dark outside, so I wouldn't know.
It's weatherful.
That weather's actually like really nice.
Stormy. Very, very stormy.
It's just
like we have rain. All we have is kind of sort of.
We had rain for a couple days back and it watered everything dry, but we need some more rain.
Just a shame that Elena could be here today.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hi, Elena. We're here and we're recording.
Oh,
wait, she could be with us today?
No. Well, no, then we'll have to meet people.
Oh, wait.
Today we're going to talk about cats.
Yeah.
Cats,
my favorite cat is the long-haired Spanish breed.
My favorite cat
they
is
have
my
those?
Cat.
I have no clue.
My favorite cat is something we really saw.
My favorite cats are the ones...
Are the ones that,
are the ones that talk about flying.
Wait, no. This is a secret message. Wait, they're Matrix
what
cats.
About?
They are the ones.
Matrix cats, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, cats
sweet.
Ones on
cyber cats.
Cats were
dodging bullets.
Yeah, on that note, I'm Messenak.
Oh, wait, this is the part where I say my name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes!
Hi, guys. I might be Bar.
I'm LJ.
That might be somebody named Sumiki. I don't know.
Oh, you messed up the order!
Yeah, shut up, Sumiki.
Why must someone copy me?
Because your mom.
There's no one original.
Here's our newest forum assistant, Sumiki. I mean,
What? Hello. I resign myself to the fact that that'll never happen.
And I'm Mirica and very exasperated. I'm surrounded by crazy boys. Somebody help me.
Yay.
SOS.
These people don't even know who
I
got
the I don't think you want our kind of help.
Say what? What?
And we have a new host.
I'm the newest host.
What's your name?
Nova.
Yep. My name's Kahi. I was here earlier.
Yeah, we trashed your comics.
For the comic maker. But
actually,
yeah,
I haven't
talked to him host.
You might know him from NR's comics.
And did Tom ever say his name?
Yeah, I already did, but Sumiki was like,
okay,
then I'm Sumiki!
TV episode. Yeah. What episode is this again?
It's episode 14.
Episode 14.
I thought it was 15!
It's 14!
Episode
it's something. It's the square root of 2.
No, it's definitely episode 14.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we're sure.
Check iTunes, check our feed, check everything. It's 14.
Yeah, but episode 13 was the Halloween one,
yeah,
and then there was 14.
Back.
Yeah, but the order was off, so we fixed it. And it's officially episode 14.
Yeah, so this is episode 14 on TTV.
Everyone's going to interrupt Messenak while he's trying to get on with it.
This is episode 14, and this is TTV. For
this is episode
time.
Something.
My God. So yeah, on that note, let's go to the news, which I will be reading today.
Yay.
Okay, and it's music time.
Woohoo! have waiting for me to stop cutting out.
Yet you weren't cutting out when he said that.
Saying. But anyway. Want to be a Lego ambassador? Lego sale at Bucks. Free playmat at Toys R Us. Remaining multilingual version of the effect. Rise of the Rookies available on Lego Shop. What's that on the horizon? Randy Elliott. BNW comic art. Maybe they're coloring pages. Rick Master, no longer just for magazines.
What about that?
And that's the news.
Oh, my imagination. My connection was, like, very slow at the beginning, it said so. So that's why I was like, wait.
That.
There's not much here, really.
Coloring pages! A glittery pink! I'm bringing a new one!
Shut up! Okay, so that's good.
You know, BZ Power has hit a new low.
Busted.
BZP has hit a new low when the biggest news for the week is coloring pages.
Heck yeah. That's amazing.
Coloring pages, really?
No, I like on the,
Pink become literally pink, guys.
Yeah!
No!
Ow. Oh, God.
I think we should, you know, savor our listeners' ears for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
Because you just killed mine.
I'm sad.
Well, no one cares about my ears.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Unimportant ears are unimportant.
Well, that's fine. I don't care about your ears either.
Hey, everybody's ears.
Okay. I'm going to lose sleep over that.
I'm sorry. I love your ears. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, but this is,
it'll be a creep remark.
This is sad.
Ear-loving all around.
Okay, by the way, who is the BZP reporter, by the way?
Not sure.
Well, Philip said first is a glittery pink Vekoma. I swear to Mata Nui, I will army.
Well, a girl did write it. It says, now we just need to figure out who that is.
Ew.
I think Vekoma would look pretty in glittery pink.
I'm going to murder you first.
I'd color him a cool color, like laser lemon. Because laser totally belongs in a crayon.
Laser lemon.
That's even worse.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's an actual crayon name.
Laser lemon.
Laser
like
lemon.
The new really? Black villain billboard.
It's Bailboard.
Every villain is lemons.
Yeah. It's
Roder.
Roder.
Okay, aside from our random
It's silver.
It's old.
Move on. Moving on, everybody.
I think on the Pirates of the Caribbean thing, when they came out with that minifig at, what was it, Burke Fair or whatever, that one convention, I thought, wow, that's
easily predictable what would happen.
I know. I was like, at first I was like, LOL, that's a joke. And then like later on I was like, really, Lego? Really? And to quote my response in the talkback, aside from the fact that yet another Traveler's Tale game is ridiculous, my response to this whole situation, ha ha, take that, Mega Bloks. Now we only have to pull some Halo licensing from you.
Yeah.
I don't want to respond.
Traveler's Tales wants this demo of Lego Order Drinks.
The only game.
The new Hobbit movie is coming out.
Yes, I'm really hoping for a Lord of the Rings tie-in with Lego. In fact, that's the last Traveler's game, Traveler's Tales game I want. I want a Traveler's Tale.
For some reason, I don't think that'll happen.
Because that
Lego dwarves, Lego elves, Lego Legolas,
Lego hobbits,
Lego Gollum. How would they manage a Lego Gollum?
That would be amazing. Look at Dobby from the Harry Potter set.
Dobby.
Oh,
Dobby dies in book 7.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiled.
You just ruined it for me, man. First Dumbledore and now Dobby. You guys stink.
Hey, Meso.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Meso, did you skip over the news article?
No.
Did you skip over the teeny tiny teal tank targets trifling Toa?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh yeah, you
can. Why?
That's important.
Awesome.
It's POTU.
And it has Teal!
Yay, POTU!
Hi,
POTU.
Thanks for Teal!
I purr too.
It's kind of cool. That's all I'll give it. Such...
Yeah.
Does she even still listen to our episodes?
I don't think so. Not a clue.
Still feels pretty cool.
Want to be a Lego ambassador? No. I have no responsibility. Thank you. I have enough not responsibility as it is.
Yeah, the only good thing we learned from that is that Gotanubi is two people.
Am I the only person who just heard the Trollolololol song?
No, no, I heard it.
I heard it.
No. No.
No idea where that came from. Oh, wait, that was me.
Newsflash, Gotanubi is two people.
Awesome.
Also, another newsflash. You know, we have Russian, Polish, Czech, Hungarian episodes of the Hero Factory.
Oh, can I say my joke? Can I say my joke? Can I say my joke?
No.
Please?
Oh, yes. Why not? Favor?
Yes, I'm going to say it.
Do it.
In Soviet Russia, you do not say, it's Roter. Roter says, it's you.
No. He said, it's you.
Golf slap.
Something like that.
Right. No, dude, jokes are funny.
In Soviet Russia, Zuzumiki does not laugh weird. Laughing weird comes with Zuzumiki.
That was a fail.
Yeah. On that note, I'm honest to God, as crazy as it's been, there's nothing else to talk about.
Yep.
Unfortunately. And
no, there's really.
Hot Topics!
I don't have a theme song for the Hot Topics, as usual.
Screw you!
Hey, man!
There we go.
Ow.
Okay, I have the theme music, okay?
No, it's Var. Zvar is the partner.
KK, I'll do it. Hot Topics. KK.
Wait, am I doing Hot Topics? I was doing Hot Topics.
No, shout out to Mickey.
Sumiki, you're not doing Hot Topics, and you never will. Be quiet.
I've done Hot Topics before. I've done Hot Topics in the past month.
Guys, just humor.
Hey. All be quiet. Let's calm down. Let's stay on topic and let's do Hot Topics. And then we can go on a crazy party.
Yeah.
Rage trip.
Oh, boy.
Rage trip. So, yeah, who's reading the Hot Topics?
I think Var was.
My God. My God.
So, who's reading?
Probably, of course, there's somebody. Come on.
Sumiki, we'll read them. Oh, wow, that was
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, Bart. Read them.
I thought Sumiki was.
Thought it's not them. My job to read them, you noob.
Okay,
I'll read that.
At number 10.
Sumiki, I thought you were prepared. My God.
Yes, I am.
Go.
10. Who do you PM the most? 9. What makes a good story? 8. What will make you leave BZ Power and why? 7. BZ Power's next ambassador. 6. If there was a team of 3 villains and 3 heroes.
Don't
know. 9. Toa Ignika's crucifixion. 4. Names.
5.
3. How much Bionicle merchandise do you have in your crib? Well, none, because I don't have a crib. 2. Coolest color mix. And 1. A mysterious promotion. And there's a lot of topics.
All right, I have 2 things to say. Number 1, 9 on the what makes a good story. Basic freshman English class lesson. A good story needs conflict. So, to all those writers out there you go. And on the
I was actually going to say a good story would need words, but that works too.
Yep. Well, it's just as basic. And on the Toa Ignika's crucifixion. I was about to review that one, but we figured not. So, we didn't review that MOC. But a shout out.
We're not going to talk about that.
But a shout out to that person anyway. For. Okay.
Mysterious promotion. It's mysterious.
Mm-hmm. It's Roter.
Ah, no!
Roter's a form of assistant. You gotta
it's
do
like
it like
no one has ever heard of.
It's Roter!
Shut up about your stupid Roter.
Yeah,
it's Roter!
Oh, well.
You pulled that for 3 weeks now.
Yep.
It's Roter. Has Roter on his back? Has Roter on his back?
No, Tim.
Just shut up.
To you guys.
What are you going to talk do? Talk here, about motion.
Okay, Mysterious Minifig is the newest form assistant.
Yay.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What, isn't that the that the position that Turekai and a couple other people have, like Gotanui?
Yeah.
Is that Gotanui is form mentor.
Okay, form mentor. Yeah, they need more of those people in there.
The current form mentors are Gotanui,
Turekai.
Maku Toa Bubbles. You've also got
Zico is one of them.
Turk Zico is one of them. Mentor
Aion and Gato, and then Velox.
What happened to Turk? I thought she was one.
Oh no, she got transferred to the foreign assistant team.
Guys. Oh boo, she was a good mentor.
Yes, LJ.
Very quickly, I want to do this. A shout out to Spirit, to the member called Spirit is Really Cool, who also has a Minecraft pig in his avatar. His name's just cool. Okay, done.
He's a cool bro. He's like the coolest guy on the Minecraft topic.
Yeah, but I don't like his name. His name should be Sumiki is Really Cool instead of Spirit.
And slander!
Or Sumiki is Really Fail. I think that one works best.
How is this guy so cool? I've never heard of him.
He is. He's like always in the Minecraft topic, talking about Minecraft things.
Oh, well, Minecraft.
Any Minecraft?
Minecraft is very Minecrafty. No.
Okay, so.
BZ Power's next ambassador. Who did you guys vote for?
I voted for Black Six.
Same here.
I didn't even know this topic existed.
Yeah, I didn't even know
this here.
I voted for Black Six as well.
I voted for Swearit.
I'm voting for Gato.
Whoever.
I'm voting for Vardaran.
Oh, I'm voting for Swearit because, you know, I respect all the Black Six has done, and I respect, and I think he'll get voted and put in, and I think he will do a good job. But I wanted to put my vote in for another large fan website, which is Bionicle Sector 01, and Swerd is basically at the Black Six of that. In my opinion, they should both be, but let's give someone else a chance, even though that will never happen, and Black Six will do an awesome job anyway.
Yeah, vote for Ganadui. Black Six is voting by half. They might as well just kill it now and say he's the winner. Here's your
three. Yeah, exactly.
I just voted for Swerd.
Just now?
Because Swerd sounds cool. Like Rick Farshtey, doesn't he? That's why he voted for him.
Waffles said something really, really crazy in the topic and says, "Got a new these two people? Schrodinger's Gata."
Oh, well, that's really funny.
Schrodinger's Gata.
Wait, what?
Schrodinger's Gata.
How?
I have no idea who Schrodinger is.
What is this about Gatanui being two people? What is this? I don't even.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
He is. He's two brothers.
Yeah. Two brothers. Are you serious?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Moving on.
How much Bionicle merchandise do you people have in your metaphorical cribs?
Well, I don't have, but I'm not sure where my crib went.
Almost.
I haven't slept in that for like, what, about 15, 16 years? Same metaphorical crib, so.
Yeah. As for me, I've got pretty much all the books, a bunch of the comics, and quite a number of the sets. Most of the Faraka, most of the Rakshi, most of the first year Toa, maybe one or two Metronui Toa. I know I have all the Baki hiding somewhere. I think I left them at home when I moved here, which is weird. Out of all the characters I gotta have everything of, it's gotta be Baki. I think I have a bunch of discs too. What about you guys?
I have sets.
I have a lot of freaking sets. Yep. I have a lot of freaking comics, but my girlfriend has those right now. But I do have the graphic novels, the first two.
There were graphic novels?
Wow. No kidding!
Wow. Just wow.
There weren't so much graphic novels as they were just the collaboration of comics.
That's what a graphic novel is, I believe.
Graphic novel is like a really, really, really long comic.
LJ, that's not a graphic novel, you failure.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, well.
I know what a graphic novel is, I just didn't know
there were graphic novels. Newsflash, there's some graphic novels here.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, I wasn't aware. I thought they were just comics, okay? And besides, Bionicle is over. It's been a while.
Yeah, that's true. But these have been up since, like, 2008. Yeah.
Point take.
Okay, well, Bionicle, you know,
is never over.
No, I'm just be quiet.
Bionicle!
I'm LJ!
Hero Factory.
As long as BZP lives.
Bionicle will live on in our hearts and souls forevermore.
On BZP, remember just about everybody.
Remember the 5th of November, the Gunpowder Treason and Plot.
What?
Yeah!
Never heard of that?
How about remember the 18th of November when Bionicle ended and we cried?
All those guys.
How about remember the 21st of November at exactly 6:06 p.m. my time when we're recording this episode? That's a good day, don't you?
Yeah, my time too.
Okay.
I really don't talk about anything else on Hot Topics.
Yeah. No.
Wait. What about the color combination thing?
No one cares.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, let's move on.
No, it's not. It's
I'm still not sure what Named is all about. I mean, it's that title's so very vague. I have no idea what's it talking about.
That's what clicking on it's for.
Yeah, use your mouse.
That's supposed to be sarcastic, huh?
Yes, to me, my favorite color combination, the coolest color combination, blue, white, silver.
I thought we established no one cared.
That is the coolest color combination, classic Hawaii. Duh.
Yeah, as we said, no one cares.
It's a joke.
Dark green,
Rooney mix. Anyway, I think it's time for like the newer segment that has been taken over by our returning host. Yay!
I wouldn't say returning. Oh well.
Y'all, Bar is doing around the BZP any seconds now. Fanfare.
What's up, everyone? I'm that dude Var, and this is Around BZP in 80 Seconds. So first off, let's head over to general discussion where we should see our TTV topic. By the way, it just reached 500 posts. Epic win! But right around the corner, there's a new stat promotion, Dude is Mysterious Minifig, a long-running listener to both IBZP and TTV. He was just promoted to form assistant. Dude, congrats. We like to show love to our listeners. Next, I'm going to check out the general art form and give a shout-out to the demotivation posters made by KZN02, as if we weren't demotivated enough. Also, I'd like to say that Bonacle Next Gen is pulling out some epic stuff over on their topic. Also, they're talking about Japanese subtitles. Oh, well, what? Pulling out of the forum division, we're going to check out the LEGO General Discussion and take a look at the Pharaoh's Quest topic, where there are some new 2011 sets. Some include guys on motorcycles being attacked by giant bugs and guys with wings, while a giant snake attacks a chick holding fire that's being controlled by a pharaoh with snakes for arms. Don't ask, don't tell. Well, that's been Around BZP in 80 seconds. You want something to be featured? Give me a PM or post on the TTV topic on BZ Power.
That was epic! Oh my god!
You certainly did better than me.
Oh man!
That was...
Wow!
Metaphorically.
Oh man.
Round
up, sir. I don't have more of that. Oh, beast!
But that is awesome.
What the heck with the dude of dudes? Okay. hang on. Okay, what the heck time?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to What the Heck with the Dude of Dudes. Yeah. First time in recent memory that I've actually done this segment, and properly, without LJ just being there interrupting at me. But yeah, anyways, on this What the Heck with the Dude of Dudes, we will be talking about the Hero Factory TV show, or Rise of the Rookies. Yeah, last year I questioned LEGO's decision to release The Legend Reborn on Nicktoons. Several weeks after it had been released to DVD, they did the same thing this year with Hero Factory, Rise of the Rookies, whatever you want to call it. When they release the TV show on TV, they release it to a channel that not everyone has easy access to. It doesn't come to you naturally. It's part of a... I don't know what it is, if it's satellite or something else, but I know I didn't have it, and I have, like, extended cable. But then directly after that, they... People wanted to see it, but they don't have that channel, so they looked online, and some people uploaded it to various websites in German. Gatanui himself uploaded it to Flickr in German, and then posted it to BZP. Overall, the access to it in English was relatively non-existent. Then we get word they're going to release a compilation of them in a movie called Rise of the Rookies, which just came out a couple days ago, actually. But for those who don't want to buy that, LEGO decided to, hey, let's
put them up on the website, herofactory.lego.com, right? Well, they did that. They released it in Russian, Hungarian, Polish, bunch of languages no one really can speak.
Fly rotor!
Yeah, exactly.
Interruption.
You would think their first instinct would be to post it in English. What the heck? I don't understand. What percentage of the Earth, what percentage of Russian people listen to Hero Factory or care about Hero Factory at all? I'm sure some do, but in general, why would they take their time to put that up first? I don't get it. All they're doing is making access to the show, people who want to see it and watch it and go buy the sets, maybe. They're making it harder and harder for people to do so.
In Soviet Russia, you do not buy Hero Factory. Hero Factory buys you.
Yeah, exactly.
Boo.
And that's why no one likes Hero Factory in Russia. Anyway.
Yep.
I don't understand LEGO's logic behind that, but... Yep. Yeah, that about wraps it up for what the heck with the dude of dudes.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's it.
Woohoo.
If I had babies, I would only trust them in Kenohi Journals. Hans, KenohiJournal.com.
Moving on.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Comic time!
No.
It's comic makers. Spotlight.
Comic time!
Okay, here. Yes! Related to the mist. Like ice cream. But anyway, enough about ice cream and pixels, but more about pixels and no ice cream. Okay, comic maker spotlight time. Let's see who we have here. Instead of, you know, taking a new comic maker, I actually had chosen one for this week, but I decided not to because we got a new host, of course. Kahi Nuva?
Hey.
Yes. So, today, me and Kahi will be putting Rangun Merkennis in the spotlight. Let's talk a little bit about the member. Rangun Merkennis joined at the 29th of May, 2007, racked up 1,555 posts in that time. Merkennis is probably likely most known for the creation of the modified version Chimera Omega 2.0, which is particularly controversial. The Merkennis Chronicles is another thing he's most well known for, as well as the creation of the NWI, Northwestern Isles Continuity. Okay, so let's get to the comics. Kahi, you see this poster, what comes to mind?
Alright, the first thing I can see when I see this poster is, you can see there seems to be a mix of the human and Bionicles. Not Bionicles, sorry all day. But Bionicle, Toa, and Batorn. In this poster, you can see Hippori Tohu and some other people that are either supporting characters or henchmen or some sort. And the slogan is, "They don't know if you're blank."
You're it.
I don't know if that's supposed to mean anything, but all right. Well, right there, you see the slogan's kind of hard to read, I guess, at that last part there. Anyhow, you can see right here. You can see the first off, he uses the PowerPoint as his main form of making the comics. It's in a sort of drawn style here, rather than the normal sprite comic style that you see elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you can see for like the glowing bits of this, very possibly that lightsaber is like weapon in one of the Matoran's hands. It seems to be kind of something you do with, ooh, even the clouds, may I mention, something you do in like GIMP or Photoshop. Yeah, kind of a unique blend of things here, even though slight blurs somewhere. So let's go to, just for an example, comic 89. What's the name of this again? Brown to Purple.
From Brown to Purple.
Yes. Okay, basically, you see this comic, and this is just as an example of his works. It you definitely get a feel for a blend.
This is the way it works.
Yeah. You definitely get a feel for a blend of definitely like GIMP Photoshops and then his PowerPoint close-ups.
interestingly enough, he originally used his kit, well, modification, and then he kind of switched over to his close-ups. Now, you know, you got Makuta Egbert, he's named someone else, but I forget, and then myself. So yeah, Kahi, what's your personal opinion on this?
What's my personal opinion? Of all some of the drawings of PowerPoint are good in some panels, and others they seem a bit confusing. Like during the later ones, the one of the Makuta, it's very hard for me to tell where his head begins, where his body begins, and you know what exactly is what in here. So because of this, it's sort of hard for me to follow the story. Or to see what's going on. Also, although this is an issue of Sprite Comics, there's not as much motion conveyed in this, which I think what he had a potential to do because he was doing in PowerPoint drawings, but there isn't as much emotion in like the Bionicle characters.
Well, I actually kind of noticed he did something a little bit interesting with these. He gave them eyebrows because in the first panel you can see where in midair he kind of gives me my eyebrows kind of like a sad, worried look. And then when I'm being transported away by that strange purple dude, I got like a questioning look. So I think he did try to incorporate some sort of facial expression in this.
Yeah. I didn't see that first though. So I guess if you do look at there is a sort of thing, but it with the ones with the Akaku, is that what you call it? The Akaku, the Kapakus mask, Akaku, and Tordika and Makuta, you don't really see all that much.
Yeah, I see one eyebrow. I think this is because, you know, it's kind of a lens mask, and it's hard to do emotion with an Akaku. I mean, there's not really much emotion in that mask. No offense to anyone who uses it, but yeah.
Let's see. Some of the glow effects, they're kind of iffy, like the ones when Elday's being transported away.
Yeah.
It's not really working for me.
Near the end, he was trying to get grips with this, but I feel it is very overused and malused in this.
Yeah.
The
background team, especially that one of the forest with all the leaves. The leaves are very nicely drawn in PowerPoint. So pretty well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, graphics-wise, it seems particularly well done. What about storyline-wise? I mean, is this like a comedy, or is this a little bit more serious, and is it easy to follow?
Yeah,
definitely. You notice
because this is an epic comic. You know, it's more of a story. So yeah, you can notice there's a lot of dialogue, there's a lot of characters. And there's a lot of action going around. So sometimes it's a bit easy to get lost in everything. But mostly it matters what kind you like doing. Sometimes I think with, especially with Mackenzie's dialogue, you can see that like he put a pretty dark blue background and a black font, which to me it's kind of hard to read, especially sometimes at the end, especially when it's overlapping stuff that's also blue.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a darkish blue, so the font will blend in, and it's harder to read what everybody's saying.
Yeah, definitely that definitely can be a problem. But it's kind of always a problem for like storyline comics. Quickly touching down on that,
yes,
you know, it's very hard for people to keep track, and you really need to go back and read the comics prior to that, leading up to this event.
You can't just start from reading anything and keep going on from there. You have to start from the very, very, very beginning, which might intimidate some people at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some people might like that and get joy out of reading everything.
Yeah.
So yeah,
okay.
Wrapping things up here. The pros would definitely be good graphics. Detailed drawings, very good, an attempt at bringing emotion and a lot of action-packed panels and a lot of interesting things going on. But the cons would be a little bit of confusing storyline, which
would be... action's very plentiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What else? The overuse of the gimp effect.
What else would you say? Probably.
And I'd say there's also a small bit of confusion with the PowerPoint graphics. Although there, I know some parts are well done, some parts it's also hard to tell what's going on. But there's a lot of text over in some panels that cover everybody's faces and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, I don't know whether he's going to be returning to this or not, but yeah. The topic is currently closed now because, you know, he kind of, you know, slowly faded out. And I don't know whether he'll be returning, like I said previously, but, you know, check it out if you want. Just, you know, search the Mercanus Chronicles and or Rangun Mercanus. But yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So I guess that wraps up the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Comic Maker Spotlight.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So we have the MLC Spotlight or review, yeah. Whatever. And this week, in the MOC section, we have Archmaster, or Arcmaster. I think it's Arcmaster. Whatever. And this is Bionicle Spartan. Ugh, pay me no heed. So he says, yes, this is a pretty old build. Last time he posted it was before the Dataclysm, which I remember that. So
that was awful! It was horrible for everyone, and that includes you.
Freaking Dataclysm.
No, that's pretty rough. So, all right, and he says that he'll revamp him. Or no, he says this is a record of him before he's going to revamp him. So, on to the MOC. This is interesting at the least. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think the paper mask looks absolutely ridiculous. But there's a flip side to that. This is actually the best Spartan MOC I've seen concerning the helmet. And I say that because in all my time, because I've only been on PZP since like 07. But I haven't seen a whole lot of Spartan MOCs. Well, the ones I have seen aren't that good, like the helmet at least. And then this one actually makes good use of like paper and tape, I guess. On the body, trying to ignore the mask for a couple seconds. The colors are a bit wacky. I would say keep the gray and silver, but get rid of the monogreen and the lime green down by the ankles. It looks like you just snapped off Lisevic's feet and just kind of popped it on there, which I think you did anyway, but whatever. The armor's kind of, I don't know. From what I remember of Master Chief, his pauldrons do not stick above his shoulders. So there's a fix. The running pose picture is kind of cool. On the shin armor, that armor is a bit wide. Maybe get another piece that, a piece that's not as wide or whatever. The rest of the armor is okay. The arms are a bit thin, but, and definitely some hands. The 2010 hands.
The flow of the armor isn't really good on the chest.
No, it's not. It just kind of juts out. And that's Mata feet on the chest like that is, I've seen it work only once, and I think I've only made it work once, but other than that, it really just doesn't work. It just kind of sticks out. The major con of this MOC, though, I mean, the major pro of this MOC is definitely the assault rifle. Now, it would be great to see it in silver or gray, but this thing is, like, straight on. It looks like the assault rifle from the game. I mean, it's got, like, the curve on the front. It's got, like, the basic proportions to it. It's a really cool gun. So, yeah, I hope when you revamp this Arcmaster, or Archmaster, as it may be, someone will pay you heed to your revamp, because I've given you good advice, I guess. And good job on the helmet. So... next,
the helmet is somewhere between fail and win.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there, but I'm really not sure. I'm just going to stop commenting on it, because as much as I don't want to look at it, as much as I do want to, there's something like that. I mean, yeah, it's good effort, it's creative, but it's just paper and plastic. Wow, outstanding.
It's clever.
It's clever, but it's
clever.
Like... okay, moving on to the next MOC. From Zenlo, Spirit of Sonic, shout out to you, Brosif. This is Vorsaw, black and light blue with a working crossbow. And this is, I've seen this MST for about a couple weeks now, maybe a couple days, I'm not sure. And this is one of his least good, well, I don't know. It's not as good as some of his other MSCs. I mean, yeah, the crossbow is like the main gimmick for this, but the upper leg armor is basic. The first picture is really blurry. Let me get another picture. The chest armor is okay. Maybe beef up the lower arms. And I have no clue what you have going on with the snowflake on the back, dude. I know you said it looks cool. It's there, but it's just there. I mean, I really don't know if it works or not. I don't think it does, because it kind of like expands his back and like kills some of the sleekness of it if you're going with that on the upper leg and lower arm.
The upper leg armor, speaking of the upper leg, is really lacking. It goes from really thick chest to really tiny upper legs and then really big lower legs. There needs to be something bigger on the upper legs.
Yeah. And basic Mantax feet, pauldrons. I've used those a lot. Those are good pauldrons. Anyway, the crossbow itself, I made something like that for the first BBCC I entered. I think it was the one that you just have to make an inanimate object or whatever. The one that Rowan McToa won with the Biona Fridge. I can't remember which one that was. But
I think it was Build Something.
Yeah, that was the first one I ever entered. I made a crossbow very, very similar to that, but it failed. And that one actually used an actual Lego piece. That my bowstring for that was the Exoforce, the clear tube thingies with like the light up stuff or whatever. That was my crossbow. The rubber band, I guess, works, but it's a rubber band. I know from building was it Rage of the Champions, which is a big venue. It's a diorama of mine. I used a lot of rubber bands on my Malum armor. My revamp of Malum, and it doesn't look that good, to be honest with you. I can't really suggest anything. Well, I can. There's a way you can string the Technic rubber bands, especially the white ones, if you have those. You can string those together and make one big rubber band that will actually work very well. But other than that, the crossbow, I suppose it works. I mean, I don't think he has any action pictures or videos of it, but it's a very nice little crossbow. The bolt on it's a bolt. So there's Vorsaw. Sumiki, anything else you want to add in?
Not really. I do like the lower leg armor. I always like the use of that.
Yeah, I love that armor. It's
I wish I'd gotten that.
Yeah, I have. I have it. It's great.
For some reason, I think the mask should be. Would look a little better maybe as the Picari Nuva, but I like it this way too.
Yeah.
It's one of those that could go any direction with the mask.
I'm kind
of
looking at a black Kakama, but that's just me. It wouldn't fit in there, though. The cheek parts hang down too far, and he wouldn't be able to move his head. In fact, I don't even think he'd be able to look down. But, yeah, I used those lower leg armors on a vignette that I haven't released. It's part of an arm, like a huge demonic arm thing. It's pretty cool. But
I like his shield too.
Yeah.
Your shield is cool.
The what were those? The pod? Little pod?
X-pods.
Those make great.
Yeah, I got the purple one, and oh man, purple.
I'm in envy. I got like the white one, the orange one, whatever. Those are cool. Those are good shields. But also haft or longer handle on the sword. That's just me nitpicking because I'm a medievalist. That's something that it's an OCD thing. When you have a weapon like a sword, it has to have something coming out of the bottom of the hand. Otherwise, it looks like they're holding it by like 2 inches or like they're holding it by like the first two fingers. You have this giant sword.
Exactly.
It's just a little OCD thing of mine. But yeah, other than
I like with one, like with this, I would have used a silver axle connector, possibly two put together because they're. I like the two personally. They're cool.
Yeah. So, other than that, this is.
I also sometimes put one of those axe connectors between the sword and his hand, but
yeah,
that's just sometimes.
Yeah. So other than that, this is a pretty good MSC, and of course, shout out to Zenlo, again. We had him on here once, but I think his episode got lost in the infamous Vardar and blue screen. Blackout of 98. Anyways.
That I totally had nothing to do with. Okay, thanks, bye.
Oh, wait, that was released? Okay, never mind. So it was released. And, yeah, that's Vorsaw by Xinlo, Spirit of Sonics.
Most enthusiastic moment of the podcast.
LJ, shush.
I know, make you hear my beautiful voice. I know you're all in envy.
Yes.
Oh, what? So, the MOC section is done. Well done. It's, like, blackened by now. Not fire as LJ's section is.
I don't know, but my section is really long. Okay. Don't we have, like, one more thing to get done with?
Yeah, I've
already saying our names for the second time.
No, actually.
Meso, you failed. What?
Var, weren't you supposed to have an art section?
I'm doing that right now.
Okay, yeah. The mic. Let's mute mics.
Again.
Topic and immediately the words concept art catch my eye. You see, this topic is called Dragon Moon's Chronicles of Khandu Kinetic Concept Art, a shield and a sword. So yeah, it caught my eye because, you know, I want to be a concept artist as a career. So I check it out, and I am not expecting much because the guy's a new member. He has no avatar. He's only got 5 posts. And doesn't seem to know much about paragraphing or capitalization. Just like, you know, most people who are new to BZ Power. So, but what really was interesting was that he said that he's never drawn anything Bionicle-related before. It's his first time. So, I was like, well, okay. But I clicked the link anyway, and as soon as I opened it up, I was like, whoa! Holy that is amazing. Because... see, basically, it's exactly what the topic says. It's a shield and 3 swords, but wow, this is truly stunning. When I first opened this up, what it seems here is that Dragon Moon has basically combined key elements of the past Bionicle tools in the 4 different ones, but the outcome is just amazing. The one thing I just enjoy the most is that the shading on this is incredibly epic. I can't explain how amazing it looks. Each weapon is drawn with great detail and amazing shading, of course. And I almost think these actually look like something I would expect a Bionicle character to have. I almost actually want these to be sets just so I can have these weapons, because they do look incredibly amazing. But yeah, I'm keeping this segment short for now, so that's basically all I have to say about this. I don't have any other review or any discussion thing to go. So that's about it for the full written review. It's going to be on the TTV website when it's out. I will have a temporary page open, the link into the topic, until the full website is out. So be sure to check on that. KK.
Oh, what?
Scooby-Doo, bop-bop-bow.
Hey, Var.
What?
Can we listen to that awesome sauce 80 seconds thing again?
After the episode.
Aww.
After the episode, yeah.
Good thing it's on a recording, then our listeners can just go back to that themselves.
But yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. So that's it. We actually made it through.
That's amazing. I'm amazed.
After me, delete.
That's 4 files I'm splicing together.
Yeah.
This gives me one long
should I make a... should I make a 2-hour listeners announcement?
No.
Oh.
A 2-hour listeners announcement?
But yeah, let's
sing with 2 hours?
And shut up. While we can!
I think that's just tired of people are interrupting him, lol.
Wait. I don't even care, to be honest. But yeah, I'm Messinac.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Tom.
I'm Sumiki.
I'm tired. I mean, Mirica.
And I'm Kai.
And this is TTV episode 14.
Kenohi Journal makes me so happy, I go squaw. KenohiJournal.com. Go check it out.